The Arts Council has said it greatly regrets spending €6.7 million on an IT project that was later abandoned, the Doyle's Public Accounts Committee has heard. The council confirmed that it's now pursuing legal cases against two of the IT contractors involved in the failed project. This report from Helen Donoghue.
Now, just to move to today's items.
Two apologies from two national bodies today at the Public Accounts Committee, the Arts Council and the National Gallery of Ireland. First, its director, Dr. Caroline Campbell.
I want to start by saying that the gallery is very sorry for the length of time that it has taken to get the X-ray system up and running.
She explained why a digital X-ray scanner, bought in 2017, is still not in use.
The National Gallery acknowledges weaknesses in its project management practices, pressures on the use of our building, unanticipated operational issues following the gallery's reopening in 2017, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and changes of key senior personnel during this period have also been contributing factors.
Next, the Arts Council. Its chair said it regrets the loss of funds on an IT project that was later abandoned. Its director is Maureen Kennelly.
Good morning. I wanted to start this morning by reiterating the regret, the deep regret that's been expressed by our chair.
She outlined to the committee what happened with the project.
As we approached our expected delivery date in September 2022, a year later than initially planned, multiple bugs were discovered. This substandard work meant the project could not move forward to completion. We ended contracts with both our testers and developers. We changed the developers, the project governance and management structure, and we began work to rectify and complete the programme. However, following a review and attempted reworking, we were ultimately advised by new IT consultants at the end of 2023 that the system was simply too flawed to rectify in a reasonable timeframe.
She outlined why it happened and the overall cost.
The effect of this decision was an overall loss of value of €5.3 million, which was reported to the CNAG and included in our 2023 annual report and accounts. In summary, lack of internal expertise, poor performance by our contractors, and the impact of COVID-19 all contributed to the project failure.
And the council confirmed that legal cases are now being pursued in relation to this.
We have commenced legal proceedings against two of the contractors and we're in the pre-action stage in relation to two others, and we're vigorously pursuing our case to reduce the loss to the taxpayer. This was a project built on extremely shaky foundations. When it started back in 2017, the appropriate resources weren't there. They were never there until, I'm glad to say, my colleague Polly and another colleague back in the office are now in place. But they did not become roles within the Arts Council until early 2024, which was a serious deficit. And we were in regular contact with the department to try and get those resources, but unfortunately they did not come through until very, very late
in
the day.
Like, that seems breathtaking. Would any of your projects that you apply for grant funding, would you allow somebody put on a play in a theatre without a director?
No, absolutely. You're completely right.
Helen Donoghue reporting there. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke was also listening in. Evelyn, we heard an apology from the Arts Council, but its members also defended their record in communicating problems with this issue.
Very much so. I suppose that's been very striking. And I have to say, there has been a real shift in the focus onto the department and its role. Let me give you an example. For example, Sinn Féin TD Cathy Bennett said that she understands that the Arts Council and the National Gallery made mistakes, but that she takes real issue, she said, with the department's overall handling of the situation. You know, they've made mistakes, Art Gallery's made mistakes, but it's the department that gets me. So really, there's been a strong focus on the department's role in this. I mean, we heard first from the Controller and Auditor General right at the top of the session, who went through the figures you mentioned there in Helen's package, you know, outlining the fact that the loss of the project now stands at €5.3 million, that the overall cost had been €6.5 million, is what he said, and that that balance of €1.2 million is because some of that systems work may be reclaimed. Confirmation, obviously, there again about the fact that they are pursuing cases with, I think, two of the companies. But it is interesting how the Arts Council is going through a very clear timeline about how they were flagging issues. And Maureen Kennelly, at one point, outlined the fact that they were asking for help and advice. And she says, look, we didn't have have the internal expertise in the Arts Council. When we went looking for advice at different stages, people kept saying to us, just spend a bit more and that'll save the project. And this kind of seemed to escalate and escalate until a decision was finally made to sort of pause it in 2023 and then finally discontinue it in June 2024. So we are getting that detail today.
Did anything else emerge about the consequences of the failure of this IT system?
Well, I suppose one of the things that they've been very keen to talk about is a breach of trust with artists and artist communities. And members of the committee have been pointing this out too. And they've talked about the fact, I think Maureen Kennelly used the phrase distress, that she understands the distress around this. However, she was very clear to say that it hadn't impacted on sort of the grants as such. But they talked about the fact that they needed this system because the grant system, the application system, was so onerous on artists. And that she said people worked in good faith to try and make the system up and running for the good of artists. But I suppose that is one of the outcomes of it, is that sense of the conversation between the Arts Council and artists.
We also heard there an apology from the National Gallery. Now, this it was in relation to a very expensive scanner that wasn't used. What else did we learn?
Well, we learnt that at the time when the business case happened back in 2017, a room had been identified. Now, I think you'll remember there was a lot of talk about the fact that this scanner has to be held in a lead-lined room, and this had caused, obviously, storage difficulties because that's a bit of a challenge. They confirmed that a room had been identified in 2017, but then due to pressures, operational pressures in the building, that room then had to be repurposed. So this left the scanner in a kind of a situation they didn't have a natural place for it. They've confirmed now that they've commissioned this lead-lined cabinet is the description, that will be ready to go. It's going to be in a dual function space and that will be operational by the end of the year. And they're saying that in the meantime, in the gap, they've had to work with international partners when they've needed a scanner, but they're very enthusiastic about the fact they will have the scanner up and running. I think they're talking about a cost of £225,000 now, which the gallery has confirmed they will bear the cost of that. It won't come from the Exchequer.
Thank you very much, Evelyn. Evelyn O'Rourke there, our arts and media correspondent.